With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Cayman's members of parliament meet tomorrow for an afternoon sitting of the House. The session starts at 2 o'clock with three bills on the agenda: the continuation of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal Bill, the Immigration Transition Amendment and Validation Bill, and the Submarine Cable Telecommunications Resilience Bill. Together, the measures deal with how people appeal government decisions, clarify aspects of recent immigration rules, and strengthen the undersea cable links that keep Cayman connected to global communications networks. Tomorrow's proceedings will be carried live on Breeze FM, and Radio Cayman will rebroadcast the sitting on Wednesday evening at 7:30. Environmental considerations are set to be discussed at tomorrow's bimonthly meeting of the Central Planning Authority. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The National Conservation Council has ordered the CPA to refuse an application for a sea pool on South Church Street in Georgetown, which is next to a marine protected area. In its comments, the NCC says, quote, beyond the direct ecological damage, the proposal to excavate the Iron Shore introduces an unnecessary and unacceptable risk to critical fuel infrastructure at Jackson Point. Quote, intentionally weakening the natural coastal defenses adjacent to this facility without any study or assessment of the potential consequences is contrary to the public interest and principles of, quote, responsible coastal development. There's also an application for a four-lot subdivision on Sunnyfield Road in Colliers that's zoned residential agriculture. The land contains a house on stilts that was granted after-the-fact planning permission, and the new application is for a four-lot subdivision. This was adjourned back in July, pending the outcome of the appeal to Cabinet regarding an interim directive imposed by the National Conservation Council regarding critical habitat of the Grand Cayman Blue Iguana, which was lifted by the NCFC Cabinet earlier this year. The site is located within critical habitat for the blue iguana. If the CPA is minded to grant planning permission, the DOE is recommending no land clearing, excavation, filling, or development of the resultant lots without planning permission for such works being granted, and that any permitted land clearing, excavation, filling, or development, including the road lot, shall be subject to a walkover survey by the Department of Environment before commencement to make sure there are no iguanas or nests present. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full meeting minutes online at planning.ky. Tomorrow's meeting, which is open to the public, is at 10 a.m. at the Government Administration Building. More children were able to take advantage of early childhood care education in 2024. According to the Economics and Statistics Office's Compendium of Statistics, there were 42 early childhood care education centers in Grand Cayman in 2024. That's an increase of one when compared to 2023. Enrollment grew by 5%, with 87% of those more than 2,100 kiddos being registered in private school and center settings. The number of staff in ECCE grew nearly 6% in 2024, with 93% of those employees working in the private sector. You can find the full compendium of statistics at eso.ky. Authorities in Cayman are moving against so-called mango tree mechanics and unregulated garages in neighborhoods after a recent Trade and Business Licensing Board decision set new conditions for commercial garage licensees. As Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports, officials say the crackdown targets both commercial shops and mobile mechanics who are operating outside of the rules.
The complaints were coming in. People, it was disturbing. It was becoming a nuisance. It was disturbing people in their beds at night, in afternoons, weekends. The complaints were quite extensive, quite frankly.
Nicholas Washington from the Department of Commerce and Investment says what used to be the occasional repair has grown into full-scale operations in places that were never meant for that kind of business.
We got quite a few complaints that were coming in with a lot of mechanical activity happening in a lot of residential areas, in particular on the street side, but not just there. Apartment complexes, full residential areas that may not be zoned for that kind of work, but also even in the areas, the commercial areas that were zoned, there were some issues that were popping up.
Issues like vehicles dismantled for parts and left along the roadsides. Royal Cayman Islands Police Inspector Ian Yearwood says these informal garages affect traffic flows through tight communities, and that can cause big problems in an emergency.
If we had an incident, say, for example, the fire service or ambulance service had to respond to an area, you know, you could see delays because roads already blocked, these vehicles parked there. You know, it could hinder the large appliances from ambulance service, fire service, and even police in getting to deal with a response to any incident.
The Department of Environmental Health is worried about what builds up around these sites, from pests to pollution. Environmental Health Manager Karen Crossman-Johnson says the impact can spread beyond the property line.
These vehicles can cause environmental public health nuisances. They can cause rodent breeding. They can harborage for rats. And apart from that, they can collect water so we can have mosquito breeding and, you know, other environmental health issues and used oil coming from those vehicles and so on.
DCI is now tightening license conditions, so commercial garages must keep work and vehicle storage on their own premises, not out on verges or nearby roads. And mobile mechanics can't quietly operate as stationary shops. Officials are also reminding mobile license holders that they can only carry out administrative work from home, with no mechanical repairs, bodywork, or spray painting at a residence, and no customers coming to the house. If there's a problem,
we have an enforcement inbox where we check it every day. No day goes by that we don't check that that email. So if whoever's listening, I can let you guys know it's enforcement@dci.gov.ky. And just to make everybody know, even if you give your name, we do not divulge that information. You can also say that you want to be kept anonymous, and we will. But no matter what, we do not divulge who is making the complaint.
April Cummings, Radio K-Man News.
You can watch the full interview on Talk Today by visiting the Radio K-Man YouTube channel. And moving on from mobile garages to ensuring you're driving soberly, the National Drug Council has delivered its first ever responsible beverage service training in Little Cayman, marking a new milestone in its island-wide safety initiative. In partnership with Little Cayman Beach Resort, the workshop trained bar and hospitality staff in best practices for responsible alcohol service. The program supports the NDC's Arrive Alive 345 campaign, promoting safe drinking and transportation during the holiday season. The council says additional sessions will follow in 2026, and interested hospitality businesses can register at ndc.ky or by calling 949-9000. That's 949-9000. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.